everything that you said right now.
Fantastic, fantastic. I haven't read it, but I heard a lot of good things about it.
I tried not to read it.
Yeah.
And was forced on it.
Yeah, good.
In a way, I almost think that the real key with the conversations with God, you know, it's okay to read it and it's okay to benefit from all the conversations, but eventually you have to realize that you can have your own conversation.
That's right.
I was trying.
Because I can't read.
What?
I said good, because I can't read.
Yeah.
You have to just ask the question, you'll get the answer.
That's right. Inner conscious. I mean, it's very, very remarkable to read inspirational book, and I've read thousands of them. But we are very smart when we say, okay, I want what you have. Because I remember Joel Goldsmith, who's a mystic, also said that people came to Jesus for loaves and fishes, but they never asked him, how do you multiply? They just said, give us a basket, we're going home and come back tomorrow.
But conversation with God says what you just got to say every five pages.
Yeah.
It's in you already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta quiet
the
world.
Yeah, but you know what? The material mind is like a very hard shell, walnut. Sometimes you have to bang it many, many times in every direction by listening to an inspiration, by reading it, by talking about it, by going to the places, whatever it takes to soften it, as if you're soaking it in the water. And then it opens up by itself then. And when it opens up, then you don't need to read any more book, because the books are become confusion then. And you don't take thought to not read book anymore. You just cannot. It becomes gibberish. Like you open a book, you say, oh my God. It's like foreign language for you anymore. That's when you know you can't handle that reading anymore.
Well, the world of this class of meditation doesn't follow me wherever I go. Mm-hmm.
No, are you looking behind you to see if it's following you? You're looking in the wrong places. Any comment from Tony?
I'm still just listening.
Okay. Anybody else?
I read the praise once and it says, it really hit me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I seek for a friend, I find myself, and also I find a friend in God.
Aww.
It was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is so beautiful. And just praise little
I read something. I think it was an email we were looking at, or something it was, I don't know when it was. Our teacher said something that I thought it was beautiful. One of the students said that he feels very lonely when Baba moves from the school area to the village. And Baba says, whenever you are alone, that's when you are with God. Actually, or you're with the truth. And that makes a lot of sense, because when you're alone and you're quiet, you really are with yourself, which translates as the truth. But we're not taught this way. You know, we're taught that to socialize and have a lot of people around. And
we could pop. You're
yeah.
safe.
Yeah.
Well, so are we actually never alone?
Never alone. Actually, when we're alone, we are less alone, according to Swami, than when we are with people. Because when we are with people, we are on the surface. And when we are alone, we're sucked into the... But you have to know that in order to appreciate your lonely time. Otherwise, it would become a dreadful sad feeling.
When I was in high school, I used to tell my little brothers to close your eyes so you could see. But you know, I need to tell myself that, and more and more I'm aware of that every day. I don't even know where I got lost at. I really don't, you know.
You mean you didn't lose it, you mean you don't practice it as much.
I think that's a nice way of saying
encouraging. Yeah, it's the truth, because you're remembering it, so you couldn't not be lost.
You know, some people don't understand miracles, but I've done miracles often. I've lifted a car up twice, okay? Someone thought we were dead. I didn't want to hit it, and the car just lifted up, okay? And I stand time still all the time. But I was very spiritual at this time, okay? I was very deep within myself. I meditated a lot. But I haven't done much of that. I really haven't.
Well, whether you meditate or not, it doesn't change your reality. You know, just doing it benefit your body and mind. So it's all good. And when the time comes that you need to do it again, then you will be provided for it. I'm not a believer of condemnation and trying to say I made a mistake, because that is the surest way to make us stuck.
Yeah. I've condemned.
Who are you condemning?
Oh, me, worst of all.
Yeah, it's just the mind condemning the mind. It's just a vicious cycle.
Past judgments. You know, I never used to do that.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is that you are divine, whether you criticize yourself, judge, or condemn. It really doesn't matter to the reality. It just doesn't matter at all. So continue until you don't want to continue anymore. Then drop it. As natural as that. So next Tuesday we don't have a class. Bolo, bolo, sab mile bolo, Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Bolo, bolo, sab mile bolo, Om Namah Shivaya. Juta jatame ganjadari tishuladari damarupadari dama 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 damarum bhaje kunjutam namah shivaya kunjutam namah shivaya om namah shivaya hari om namah shivaya sai om namah Shivaya, Sai Om Namah Shivaya. Bolo, bolo, sab mile bolo, Om Namah Shivaya.